Hey, this is Aaron Luttrell. Thank you for checking out episode 2 of the Aaron Advantage podcast. As I stated in episode 1, the first conversation I wanted to get started has to do with real estate investing. I had someone who follows me on Anchor kind of call in and let me know that was something they were interested in, so I'd like to get a little bit of information out there about the topic. The first thing I want to say is I am a residential real estate agent, so I'm going to focus primarily on single-family residential real estate investment opportunities in this first conversation that we're having. And also, I want to let you know this is meant to be informative and educational based on my own past experience and kind of the opinions that I have formulated. This is in no way the only way that is available to invest in real estate. There are plenty of strategies and information that exist out in the market that you can formulate your own ideas, opinions, and strategies if you hope to invest in real estate. The first thing I want to get started on today is talk about the fact that there are really two main types of real estate investing. Those two types are appreciation and cash flow. Now, what I mean by that is appreciation is what you can look for in shows like Fixer Upper, Property Brothers, things on HGTV where people are buying and flipping properties. That is the primary source of appreciation that most people are looking at when they think of real estate investing. The second type, cash flow, is more associated with buying and holding real estate in a portfolio as a rental property. Now, that cash flow comes in the form of rental income minus expenses, and we'll get into that a little bit more later on in the show. The first thing I want to talk about is appreciation investing. Like I said, that is flipping a home, like Flipper Flopper, these other shows that you've seen on television. You'll all know what I'm kind of talking about there. But primarily what that is buying an undervalued piece of property for whatever reason it's undervalued, putting in some money to update it, to make it worth more money than the dollars you spend doing the update, to sell at a profit. Now, there's a lot of things you want to take into consideration if you are looking at flipping a property, which I'll try to get into a little bit more when I do just a straight flipping episode or appreciation episode moving forward. But some of the things I wanted to talk about with appreciation are things that you can kind of look at to make sure you're doing if you're thinking of investing in real estate. What you want to try to do is find an undervalued piece of property, like I said. Now, that undervaluation can come from several factors. It may be a situation where the property is foreclosed upon, or it's a distressed property, which a distressed property is something where the person who owns it may not be able to make their house payment anymore. It could be a short sale proceeding, or it could be what's known as a deed in lieu of foreclosure proceeding. Things that I'm not going to get into in detail at this time, but those are types of distressed properties that you can look at as an investor that you may be able to buy for an undervalued price compared to other homes that are on the market. Now, things that you want to take into consideration when purchasing a property for appreciation are the types of investment you're going to need to do to be able to resell that property. The best kind of flips are the ones that you can go in and do mostly cosmetic things to make the value go up. By that, I mean kind of updating the bathrooms, kitchen, appliances, flooring, painting, things of that nature, things that aren't going to be structural issues or major costs that don't recoup as many dollars back on the value of the property. Here in Southern Indiana, I've actually seen plenty of people who have bought foreclosure properties that, because they've sat empty for so long and gone through harsh winters, a lot of the plumbing has to be repaired or replaced, or there's mold remediation that has to take place before they're able to put the property on the market. Both of those kind of repairs are things that are necessary and great to do to help get the home sold, but you're not going to see that profit margin go up with those because those are kind of the things that buyers can't see when they're looking at the home, or they're things that just have to be done for safety or habitability of the property that don't really generate high dollar value coming on the back end. So when you're looking at a property to invest in, take a look at those things. Understand what your budget is going to be before you get in there so you know what your back end value that you're trying to achieve is, so you have an idea of the margin that you're playing with, so you kind of know what kind of profit to expect when moving forward. Now, as I said, I'm going to break down appreciation investing in other episodes, but I did want to get a little bit of information out there on that. So feel free to think about that. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the topic or any questions you might have. So when I do the episode on appreciation, I know specifically what you may want to talk about a little bit more. The second type of real estate investing, as I mentioned, was cash flow, or holding on to portfolio properties, rental properties. Now that cash flow comes in the form of money that you receive from your tenants in the form of a rent check. Now your cash flow formula is your income, total rent you receive, minus your expenses on the property. Now, when you're looking at expenses on the property, there are a couple things that you want to take into consideration. The first one, if you have a mortgage, obviously you're going to have to make the payment on the mortgage. That's going to be the primary expense. You're also going to have property taxes and insurance that you need to take care of. Now, even though you have a renter who's in place, who's insuring their contents in your home, which I always recommend requiring a renter's policy on the property, you still have to insure the structure of the property. You are the owner, and you want to make sure that it's insured in case there's any kind of fire or other hazard insurance claim that you need to make for like a storm that comes through and damages the roof with hail or tree limbs or anything else of that nature. So those are going to be some fixed costs that you definitely have on any property that you own, especially if you're carrying a mortgage. Other costs that you have that you may not think of when you're looking or thinking about investing in real estate and owning rental property could be some of the costs that aren't necessarily fixed all the time. One fixed cost you could have if you own several properties and you don't want to take care of handling all the rental payments yourself is the management cost. There is a fee associated with a property management company who handles managing your properties for you by collecting rent checks. They may also actually take care of renting the property out, meaning they handle all the leases, they handle getting the tenants in and out, they handle calling or taking care of all the repairs, things of that nature that go into that. So that's one cost that you may want to think about if you're planning on purchasing a lot of properties. In addition, you're also going to have other costs that you may not associate with that, which are maintenance costs, which could range from simple repairs that may come up unexpectedly to the cost that you need to factor in for large repairs over time, whether that be the heating and air or the roof or other things that could come up that are associated with owning real estate and maintaining a property. In addition, if you are managing the property yourself, you're also gonna have to account for a vacancy rate, which is the time spent unoccupied where no tenant is in the home generating any rental revenue. The other thing is that could cost you more money in advertising dollars, because if you don't have a tenant and you're not getting the word out, it's really hard for anyone else to come and find the property. So you want to spend some money to get the word out there, to get a buzz going, to make sure that you keep your vacancy rate as low as possible. Now, something that I said at the beginning is there are two types of investing that you should focus on, one or the other. If you're looking at investing in real estate, you should try to focus your efforts either on appreciation, like flipping a property, or on cash flow, like your rental properties. If you aim for both, the likelihood that you'll miss it is much higher. You should focus your energy, efforts, and dollars on trying to generate the highest profit possible, whether that be through appreciation in the short term or on the largest amount of cash flow you can receive on a monthly basis in the long term. The more energy and effort you can put into focusing your efforts on one thing is going to make sure that you get the greatest return on your time and money. Also, the great thing about rental properties with cash flow is over time, you will be paying down a debt on the property if you have a mortgage on the property. Now, over time, as that debt goes down and eventually gets eliminated, that money comes out of your expense side and goes into your revenue side, which means your cash flow gets freed up even more, which means you're going to get more dollars on a monthly basis back into your pocket, which is a great thing to have. In addition, market appreciation can occur over time. So it can be offset by the cost that you're going to have, as I said previously, your maintenance costs over time by putting new roofs on, new HVAC and things of that nature. But if there is any kind of market appreciation that does occur when you're holding a rental property, that's just gravy on top. I would never focus and hope to achieve that kind of appreciation if you're looking at a rental investment, but they can happen. So if that does occur, that's just a little added bonus for holding a property for an extended period of time. Now, like I said, this is not an exhaustive list or idea on the topic. This is just something, some basic information to try to get it out there to give you an idea of a couple different things that I want to talk about in the real estate investing space. But I would love to hear what your thoughts are. I want to know your questions, your comments, or anything else that you want to know about, because this show is all about educating and informing the consumer to make sure that you are as well informed as possible so that you really understand what you're getting into when you're thinking of purchasing and investing in real estate. Feel free to check me out online to find my podcasts at theaaronadvantage.com/podcasts. You can also check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/theaaronadvantage, or follow me on Twitter at aaronadvantage. I would love to hear from you, love to hear your comments and questions, so make sure you give me a shout out. You can give me a call in on Anchor. I'd love to get the conversation started.